ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, good morning, folks. Welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show here on ESPN 107.3. And this is going to be a special show today. And so I'm hoping you guys listen and listen to these numbers and get back to us. It's at 573-364-1045 or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ9. And you can also connect with us on Twitter at Mid-Mo Smoke Show. And I don't know. You know, it's kind of a bittersweet show today, Colin.
Yeah.
Because we're having to say goodbye to one of our friends here at the show. And folks are
one of the men, you know, principally responsible for the show.
Yes, and for me being here.
Yeah.
You know, taking a chance on me. And we have in the studio today Matt Glenn. And, you know, the only thing that I can say, you know, different about him, he's one of those UDS guys.
Yep. The one and only way to cook.
I don't know.
No, you know what? The thing I have going again on my side, though, Lyle, is you have to understand how many championships have the UDS have won. And when you talk to Rich and Bunny, how many people have cooked on those UDSs and what the results are and the way they place, you got to admit, UDS is kicking some rear end.
Well, for now. But let's see. How old is the KCBS?
Hey.
And let's see. How long?
They didn't have any competition. They didn't have any competition. That's why. Now they have competition, and now those stick burners, you know, they don't call that a little grease trap down the bottom. They're leaking their pants right now.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, it's a good thing that we also have these propane smokers because you know why? They're going to be used a lot this coming up week.
Yep.
And I want to let people know, go to Peterson Oil. You know, they're one of our sponsors.
Yep.
Get them tanks filled up. Get them ready for Thursday. You know, give them a call. They're a family-owned business. Been filling propane tanks for a long time. They fill mine for my food truck.
Yep. In Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. And working with them is a blast.
You know, the nice thing about Peterson Oil is those, no matter what, there's always somebody there to answer the phone for
you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How many times do you guys call somebody and it rings and rings and rings and nobody answers? But with Peterson Oil, there's always somebody that's going to be answering your phone. They've got programs that help make sure that you never run out. When you do get low, they automatically know and come and help take care of you. So Peterson Oil, definitely top notch.
And, sure. and the other thing is, being a family owned, they know what it's like. They've had, you know, people sometimes don't read their gauges right. They don't read their gauges at all.
Sure.
But it doesn't matter. Peterson Oil is there.
I don't even read my gauge on my gas gauge half the time.
But so while we were talking about the different kinds of smokers, it was interesting when we went down to the Royal, I believe it was Oklahoma Joe's had some new drum prototypes that they were working with there. And then Traeger had quite a showing. They were really starting to get into the competition side of things with the pellet smokers.
Well, and they had another company out there that was a pellet smokers. I can't remember the name of it, but man, you talk about some harsh built smokers as far as on big grates in them and everything. They weren't covered in porcelain. They were just your steel grates. Mm. And so, but you know, that's the thing I got that I tease with Matt a lot about the, you know, the ugly drums. And
but you look at some of those, they're not very ugly.
No, that's the thing. You know, our buddy Stephen Powell down in Texas, we've had him on the show before.
Yes.
I mean, he's made some pretty amazing cookers
down
there in Texas. I mean, we had that, what was it, a Marine one? He's done a Texas Rangers one.
Yeah, he's Dallas Cowboy.
Well, we're not going to hold that one against him.
And University of Tech. Oh, but the major one is OU. You know, they had Oklahoma.
Yeah, they had an Oklahoma one.
Yep.
So you're right. They're not really ugly drums anymore. But
no, yeah, it's kind of an ironic name.
Mm-hmm. I think the neatest, when I go back and look at the cookers that I've seen since I got into the barbecue world, one of the coolest ones I saw was we were down in Springfield. Mike Spearman was cooking in it. And it was freezing rain out there.
Oh, man.
And we're down there cooking in this thing in a little tent. We didn't have the cook trailer with us because Cox Brothers and them guys, they had the gathering in Louisiana. So they had the cook trailer. So we did it underneath the tent. And it just rained and rained. And it was, I mean, it had to have been about 40 degrees. Yeah. And one guy down there at the, what was it? I can't remember the name of the competition now. Something ribs. But we were down there. This guy had a grand piano, an enormous looking grand piano. And then you flip the lid up on the piano part of it. That's where the cooker was, and that's where he was cooking in it. So that was probably one of the neatest barbecue grills or smokers that I ever got to see.
I forget who we had on that was telling us about somebody is in the process of finding a used Rolls Royce that he intends on.
I've seen that on TV.
Yeah, he intends on converting into a smoker.
There's a guy down in Texas, and he has converted or built some kind of a torpedo-looking smoker that looks like a torpedo. He built one for Pan America Airlines, a scaled-down version of their 737. He built one that looks like a revolver.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
And so, you know, it's endless. And, you know, we're talking about the way the smokers work. I had the pleasure the other night when you had your party to cook some pulled pork for that. I got up at 5:30 in the morning to start my smoker because it was so cold. All that steel was cold. Mm. It took over 2 hours to warm
just
up.
Just to get the temp.
Wow. Yes.
That was some good pulled pork, though. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I really wish I could have been there. I had a class project going on at that exact time.
Well, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
But it was great. It was an awesome little party we had there.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Now, talking about neat cookers, I don't know if you know, you travel through Cuba every day.
Right.
But Wade's equipment there, right off in Cuba, off of, I can't remember what exit that is there in Cuba. He's got one, actually, that is a Kubota tractor. Huh. So when the back part of it, like where your cab is kind of like a warming area that doesn't get near as hot as the front half does. And then the front half, he's got, you open up the hood. When you open up the hood on either side, then you've got your cooking plates inside there. So I thought that was pretty neat. But it looks like a legitimate Kubota tractor. If you didn't know it wasn't a cooker, just from the distance, it would look like a tractor.
That would be neat to see. Yeah. And I think that would be a lot of fun. You know, one day, well, we don't have pictures or anything we can put up unless we did it on our website. But we had to go and find these cookers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Post the pictures on our website, and we talk about them.
Yeah, we can throw them up.
The elaborate schemes some of these people come up with.
Oh, yeah, because you get a lot of these people, and a lot of them are from different backgrounds, and some of them are not cooking. Some of them, they're just artisans like, you know, Cox Brothers. They're a manufacturing type of company, and they build smokers, smoker builder manufacturing, and so they've built some really interesting ones, and that, a lot of times, is the doorway into the smoking world.
Well, remember when we went to the Royal, that one guy had pieced together a bull.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I mean, all right there. And what freaked everybody out is he had a little button, and when you went up there and touched it, he'd make it moo.
Mm.
And some people jumped back and looked at it like, you know.
Well, you know what we should do then? Why don't we go for a whole month? We'll do the text line, 573-BBQ-BBQ9. And what you need to do is send us a picture of your cookers. And then we will vote on the best cooker that we see just by looks. And then that winner will win 2 Midmo Smoke Show t-shirts. I got a really nice camouflage Yummy Tummy hat sitting here. And we'll throw in 2 bottles of Yummy Tummy sauce. We'll even ship it.
Yes.
We will ship it to your location. So why don't we put that up there? We're going to put the text line up on our Facebook page and our website. I can see the wheels rolling in Colin's head already. He's over there already getting started on it. You send us pictures of what your cooker is, whether it's an ugly drum, whatever the nicest looking cooker, we're going to vote on it here at the station, and whoever wins that is going to win 2 t-shirts, Midmo Smoke Show t-shirts, a Yummy Tummy camouflage hat, and a bottle of Inferno and a bottle original of Yummy Tummy, thanks to Josh.
Yeah, but did you hear about Josh's new one he's got coming out?
Well, yeah, but it hasn't come yet.
Oh, I can't wait for it. I'm telling you.
So, Matt, is this going to be ending today, or are we doing this today?
No, we're going to run for a whole month. We're going
to run a whole month.
Yep, a whole month.
All right.
We're going to, and that way maybe we can get everything to everybody by Christmas time.
There you go.
You know, and it is not open to KCBS competition cookers that have more than 5 championships.
I think it should be open to anymore. Why do you got to put restriction? Are you the government?
Well, no, but I'm going to tell you what. You weren't at the Royal.
Hey.
You did not see some of them. They were, I mean.
You know what? The more the merrier, bud. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas. I want to see as many as we can see.
Now
Melissa Cookson what's not fair there, she only has 38 to pick from.
Well, it's only one entry. You can only have one entry per person. So I know, you gotta pick which one you like out of it.
Well, I know, but you know that's where it's going to be a problem.
Now, why?
While we're talking about the text line and our winners, I've got to sort of give a shout-out to the first guy that really was submitting pictures to us, and we do need to take care of this gentleman, David Johnston.
He sent us
several pictures, and we've owed him for quite some time. And I'm thinking we could have him on the show or something, or at least have
him call
in.
Now, he's in the Sullivan area.
Yeah,
right?
but he's never home because he works for a trucking company out there.
Okay.
And he's gone Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Ah.
So whenever he listens to us, he's actually in his truck.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And I've got his shirt waiting for him. I think we got the Midmo Smoke Show shirts and stuff. So
I tell you, David Johnston and then Josh, and I'm going to butcher his last name. I'm not even going to say it.
I've just got him as from Amarillo.
Yeah.
I just say Josh Yummy Tummy because yep. I know.
But those two have really submitted quite a few pictures. Josh actually sent me a recipe to make, I believe it was a chocolate cake, some sort of chocolate cake. I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but he sent me a recipe for that, and he goes, let me know when you try it. He's been tweaking it.
Yes. Well, Josh sent me and Colin a shirt each, and I'm going to tell you what, these are the prettiest shirts.
Those are really slick.
And
pretty?
Noel. Pretty? Well, hey, pretty's all right with a guy. I'm okay with mine.
They're purdy.
They're purdy. And they are comfortable, too, because I wore mine. And you don't have to worry about getting overheated wearing these shirts, I will tell you that.
Yeah.
So, you know, to David Johnston, to Josh, to everyone who's been supporting the show, we would like to give you guys some thanks. And it is Thanksgiving this upcoming week. So when we come back, we've got an interview with some sort of turkey foundation. I can keep the acronym straight.
And these girls were a hoot to interview.
It's a real interesting idea. So to give a bit of a preview, basically they're a group that's trying to advocate for more turkey in competition barbecue.
Okay.
So that'll be coming up next. We're going to take a commercial break. And so make sure you stay tuned to ESPN 107.3. I'm Colin Fisher. We've got Lyle Quast, Matt Glenn, and Thomas Maples all in the studio with us. And we will be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
I'm going to consume all of this at the same time because I am a free America.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. And this segment here, it's our tribute to the Royal. It's brought to you by the Huddle House in Cuba, Missouri, and home of the Huddle Up Rewards Program. Huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. And I'm going to tell you this. We're the smoke show. I went in there the other day, and Huddle House has got a great pulled pork sandwich. For people who are just wanting a quick fix on barbecue, go there. It is delicious.
Yep.
And so this segment now, we're back to the Royal. And the two girls you're going to hear, they're from some kind of turkey federation. I wish I could remember, but I can't.
National Turkey Association.
Something like that. When we started to get them to do the program and stuff and do the interview, they didn't want to do it until they seen they're going to be on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got them there, they were an absolute ball. They're going to give you some great phone numbers, so have a pen ready. If you have trouble doing your Thanksgiving turkey or Christmas turkey, you can call them. They'll get you lined out.
And this will at least get the wheels rolling. This will give you some food for thought.
Absolutely. So here are those girls from the Turkey Federation or whatever that is.
The Turkey Girls.
Turkey Girls.
Okay. Hey, welcome back. We are back here at the Royal, and this is for all the people who are scared of turkeys. I have Beth Breeding and Kim and Will Williams, and they are from the National Turkey Federation, and they are going to put a lot of you guys at ease when it comes to smoking a turkey.
Well, we're going to try.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just get right into it, because basically when it comes to smoking a turkey, there is a lot to do.
Yeah. You know, well, thanks first for having us on the air, and And you're right. I think that's why this is such a great addition to the American Royal. We're excited to have the turkey smoke here because it's a challenge for some of these pit masters who are pros at some of the other cuts of meat, but maybe turkey's not as familiar with them. And you really do have to be careful with how you cook turkey. It doesn't have to be on for long. You know, you don't want to dry it out. You want to make sure it has all the right flavors. So there are a lot of things to think about.
Well, I have seen people cook turkey, and, you know, they get real nice juicy thighs and drumsticks and wings. But when it comes to the breast, you could put it on the bottom of your shoe and still go a lot of miles.
Yeah, well, you know, there are definitely things you can do to it. Some good marinades, you can inject it. Lots of different rubs and spices, and the key is really just to cook it to 165. 165 is when it's done, and that's when it's ready to go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's my problem, too, because I've been cooking it to about a 180.
Yeah, we need to get you a meat thermometer, just 165.
Absolutely. And I mean, when I'm smoking it, part of my problem is I love a turkey that has got a beautiful brown color.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe sometimes I go a little over. And I think we're going to get maybe some quick brine recipes from you. And people are scared of that word brine because automatically they associate salt. It's brine is to add moisture and flavor. That's all it's for. Yes, there's salt involved, but not a whole lot. And so that's why between these two young ladies here, I'm thinking we're going to set everybody's mind at ease. And we are going to wind up with some beautiful turkeys across the world.
I hope so. That's our goal.
And so, I know you were the National Turkey Federation. What kind of a background do you have? Like, you know, I know you probably have to go to school.
Mm-hmm. I did go to school.
You did go? All right. See, I got that one question today, right?
Yeah.
And so what all is involved with the National Turkey Federation?
So we're with the National Turkey Federation here at the American Royal. This is part of our work to kind of promote turkey and introduce it to new audiences, especially the barbecue community where it fits in so perfectly because it is a great meat to smoke. The National Turkey Federation, we are the advocate for the turkey industry and America's turkey farmers. So we're out here supporting all of our member growers and processors and just kind of trying to raise awareness of this wonderful, perfect protein, as we like to call it. We're based in Washington, D.C., but we represent folks from across the country. So we're really excited to be out here.
Well, I know, you know, at Thanksgiving and Christmas, I love my turkey. And since you guys know unending knowledge of this, why is it when I eat turkey I want to go to sleep?
You know, I think a lot of that just is kind of in your head a little bit. You know, turkey doesn't put you to sleep. You know, it's just maybe the fact that you're eating a lot during your Thanksgiving
dinner.
That may
have a little bit to, you know, I have been known to overindulge a little bit. But
yeah, that's one of those really popular turkey myths. So we'll try to bust that one right now. It's probably just, you know, maybe the glass of wine you're having with your Thanksgiving dinner or the two or three plates.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to have that couple pieces of pumpkin pie, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need that.
Okay, so I'm going to let you give our listeners a quick brine, and then we're going to turn it over to, come on, and then we are going to hear from her, and she, in turn, is going to be able to give us some tips.
Okay. I'll have to say pause because I don't know any brine recipes off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about putting you on the spot.
I know. Right? I was going to say, I don't know.
But you have a website people can go to and get it.
Yeah. So if we're going to go back on, the record now. Yeah, folks can definitely visit our website, serveturkey.org, for brine recipes, grilling tips, food safety tips, all kinds of different recipes to use turkey, different cuts of meat. And you can also follow us on social media, and you can find us at Serve Turkey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Now we got the brains of the operation,
yikes,
right? And, you know, the thing that got me real excited about this, I came over and talked to you about doing this interview, and you were a little nervous.
Yes.
Until I told you you were going to be on ESPN. And I mean, your eyes lit up. I'm thinking there's a little bit sports background in that cookie turkey.
A little bit. I mean, I played rugby a little bit, and rugby's actually getting a little more acclaim in the U.S., and we're trying to get on the ESPN more. So, and also, I have a lot of male cousins, and so they'll be excited to hear I was on ESPN.
Oh, I thought maybe you made it full contact turkey cooking. So, let's hear a little bit about your background and.
Yeah, I mean, I just started in ag. I applied and I got in, and the turkey industry has really embraced me. I grew up around D.C., and I went to school in the city, and I looked to see where I could find a place, and the turkey industry was like, we will take you in, and we will teach you everything we know. So
there you go. And it ain't a bad bird to be around, I'm telling you.
Not at all.
You know, them smoked turkey legs are not bad.
They're delicious.
Yes, they are.
Like, every festival I've seen has them, every tournament has them. They are so great. They're just a great handheld food to just take on the run, so... They are delicious.
And the one thing I really love about a turkey is the size of its wings.
They are ginormous. People call them pterodactyl wings. They're so big.
Well, at my house, everybody knows the wings are off limit. They are mine.
Yes.
And so it makes a lot of fun, too. You know, we're sitting here, we're cutting up and everything. But, you know, truthfully, we're trying to let people know that it's nothing to be scared of.
Not at all.
It's just, look at it as a giant chicken.
Yeah.
You know, basically.
We're different protein, but I take your point. But you know what? I tell people, when people get nervous about cooking it and getting the breast meat too dry, I tell them when you get it, flip it upside down and let it thaw breast side down to let the moisture kind of lock into that breast as it's like defrosting. It's a little tip that people don't know, but I like to spread the word about that.
That is a good tip. And if it's real dry, hey, a little extra gravy don't hurt.
I love a good gravy. You know, yeah. Those giblets that come in the center of the turkey, you pull them out, make a good gravy at them. Don't be scared. It's delicious.
And that is one thing we wanted to make a point. I have heard, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I do know some people that instead of pulling the bag out, they just cooked a turkey. And I had one lady tell me she was very upset and could not eat it because she thought she had killed a baby turkey.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And all it was is a giblet bag.
Yeah. I mean, you know
what? And a turkey pouch.
There are some companies that don't have the giblet gags at all, right? So sometimes you're not familiar with it. You don't need to pull it out. But I just tell everyone just to check. Just make a quick cavity check and make sure to pull it all out. Get your turkey ready and thawed and pull out the giblet bag.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot because...
I'm ready.
We need a brine recipe.
Okay. I do a very basic brine with my family. I do one part brown sugar, two parts salt. And then a lot of water. I let it just soak overnight for 24 hours.
You don't put any spices or anything
in
there?
No. You know what? Because we do a dry rub afterwards. So we brine it overnight. We dry it out after it's all done. And then we just, all the spices that we want, just everything in the cabinets goes on the turkey after it's been brining over.
Well, that's the way to do barbecue, because whatever you got, you don't need to go out and buy anything.
Nope.
You wouldn't realize how many spices you got in your cabinet. Absolutely. That are the same thing.
That random cumin, pull it out. See what happens. A little extra pop of flavor. Go for it.
Sure. And I love parsley and sage.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes,
man,
yes.
When it comes to a turkey. And you know, brining, some people are scared of it, too, and I've had them tell me this, that after they get done brining, because the turkey is kind of a gray color, that's because it has soaked in all of that moisture.
Mm-hmm. It's not anything to be scared of, because you know you're going to cook it, and you're going to let it brown in the oven or the fryer or your smoker. You're going to let it brine anyways and get a nice good color to it after it's done cooking, so it's nothing to be scared of at all.
Nope, and just baste it.
Yep. Absolutely. And
I'm thinking about doing a smoked turkey for Thanksgiving this year. So you know what, gals? You may be getting a phone call from a panicked pitmaster, you know.
We are ready.
You guys are so enjoyable to talk to and
thank
stuff.
You.
And so I want to just take this time to thank you.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for getting out and showing people that big old bird ain't nothing but a...
Not at all. And, you know, I mean, people think about the whole turkey. We do parts. We do breasts. We do wings. We do thighs. We do it all. So you don't have to get a whole big bird. You can get parts and have fun and experiment a little bit with the smaller parts. So.
And you know what I like doing, too? After I'm done carving up my turkey and I got nothing but a carcass left, goes in a pot.
Make a good stock out of it.
Make soup.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Put a little cranberries in there. Oh, man, that's some good stuff.
You use all the bird all the way to the end. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, I do. And, ladies, I want to thank you. This has been a lot of fun. And hopefully, like I said, we've put a few people at ease.
I hope so.
And you guys have your websites. They can go to you. And
yep, we're at Serve Turkey on the website, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, everywhere.
So Thanksgiving morning, you guys may be busy. Christmas morning, you may be busy. But here's one thing else I found out. Turkey's not just a holiday bird.
Not at all. Not at all. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can have it all day long, all year long. Do not be afraid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Wait, wait. I worry what you just heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm your host, Lyle Quast, my co-host, Colin Fisher. We have Matt Glenn and our newest producer. I can't remember his name.
Thomas Mabels.
That's it. I'll get it before, it took me a while to remember Collins.
See, we're still debating whether or not Thomas should have, like, an on-air pseudonym.
There you go.
Should we call him just a syrup boy?
Syrup.
Well, anyway, and we have one more guest joining us, and he is joining us thanks to Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com. Dad, you there?
Yes, I am.
So if it wasn't clear to everyone, this is my father, Blake Fisher. He has been in to listen on the show, but he didn't have as much to say back then. But thanks to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show, we both he and I have become hooked on smoking barbecue.
Morning, Dad.
Good morning. How you doing, Lyle?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Hey, Colin tells us that you have really been become a connoisseur of the smoke.
I really have. I've spent the better part of a quarter century married to my wife, and I've only been cooking for the last year of it, unfortunately for her. My wife bought a smoker, and I just almost every weekend, at least something goes on the smoker now.
Okay, what are you famous for?
Nothing yet.
Oh.
Working on, I think I do a pretty good job with pulled pork.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey breast I've done real well. And my brother, who's actually been on the show, I used his brisket recipe, and it turned out very, very well. So,
well, I remember that.
I've not found anything yet that I don't like on the smoker.
I remember you came in that weekend and did the show with us, and you brought some ribs in. I think there was some brisket. I got no complaints on whatever you're doing. Just keep it up.
Well, I'll tell you, the pellet smoker is probably not as competition quality in terms of the difficulty and all that. But boy, it makes it for a guy like me that didn't know how to cook anything. It makes it really, really easy to jump in and kind of figure out how to do this stuff.
Yeah, and to anyone who is kind of anxious about getting into barbecue, I've been part of the show for about the second year that's going on.
Year.
And, you know, I finally cracked. I found a good deal on a smoker. I got it. I brought in some ribs today. And, you know, it just shows that I was totally not the guy that would have gotten into smoking when the show started. And then, with the help of, you know, Matt Glenn, Lyle Quast, I did get into it. And so I really don't think there's anyone out there who can't get into it. And a pellet smoker is a great way to start because it's very forgiving.
Yeah, but Colin, you could see it in your eyes that you wanted to get started. You had the itchy finger. You were just waiting for the right button to push, get that smoke rolling.
The Royal was the straw that broke the horse's back.
Oh, that was so much fun. And, you know, Colin's talked a lot about the stuff you smoke. He showed us pictures.
Yeah, you can see those on ESPN1073.com/Mid-Mo Smoke Show. We've got a gallery there of our photo submissions to the text line 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And like we said, David Johnston has sent a lot. Josh has. Matt Glenn has been a contributor. But I'd say a pretty solid share of that belongs to my dad, Blake Fisher.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that maybe come spring when it's not too hot, not too cold.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to get you and your dad up here with your smokers.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can't pull my big old wood smoker up here. And may have to do the show about how to cook stuff.
Oh, yeah. And you speaking of how to cook stuff, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and I'm actually surprised we haven't been talking about this more. But, you know, my dad and I, we're trying to sort of formulate the game plan. This is our first. We're going to be cooking a pretty big and pretty diverse set of foods. And so I figured this would be as good a time as any to get some advice from the pros, Lyle and Matt.
Oh, yeah. Well, all I can tell you is you're going to have a lot of time on your hand when you're doing that turkey. Because basically what I do, I got a simple brine that I use. After it comes out of the brine, I inject it, have the pit up, and I put it on there. And when it's done 3/4 of the way, I drop it in a pan, put a little bit more of the my brine in there if I want, or some kind of a sauce or something, cover it up, and let it finish cooking. And the brine that I use is so simple. It's equal amounts sugar and salt. So what I do is I start, depending on my size of my turkey, 16 pounds is perfect. Get a 5-gallon bucket.
I got a 16-pound turkey.
All right, there we go. You get take 1 pound of salt, 1 pound of sugar, and mix it with water till, you know, I like to heat mine so that it dissolves fine. And then plop the turkey in there, fill the bucket up to the top with water. I put some onions in there, some celery, some carrots, and some peppercorns, and let it sit for about 8 hours in a cooled area. Take it out, rinse it, put it on the smoker at 225 and let it start doing its thing. And the smoke I like is, I change it with a turkey. I like using pecan and applewood with a turkey. Mm. And I inject it. And you can get these injections in the store. There's one that I like. It's Creole butter that I inject it with. Keeps it going really good, gets it real juicy, and has a great flavor. Once it gets up to about 165 degrees, that's when I like to take it off the smoker and let it sit for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes, let it rest a bit, and then start carving. So it's...
Well, that's great advice. I appreciate that. I actually had found a recipe earlier and just changed it when I listened to the last segment with the young ladies from the National Turkey Federation. I got on their website and started looking around at their brines and things of that nature. So,
and that is serveturkey.org, correct?
Yes.
All right.
And yeah, and then they have recipes, and then listening to her brine and the pull it off at 165 advice was taken down as well.
So. Yeah, and you know, the thing that people have to be concerned, you know, not concerned about, when you cut into that turkey, it's going to have a pink color because it's taken the smoke.
Yeah, I made some chicken a couple weeks ago, and I had to warn my roommate. I said, "Now I checked the temp; these are cooked, but you're going to see some pink."
And that's what makes the flavor good. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing. When you get, you know, you got your turkey in the pan, finishing it off after you've wrapped it and letting, you know, and it's all done, take those drippings, transfer them to a saucepan, and make a gravy out of it. Oh, my gosh, that is good because you're getting all the flavor there.
So you only do the last couple hours?
Yes.
In the pan, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want the smoke to get all around the turkey. And
yeah, that was my thought, but the recipe that I found had it in a pan the whole time, and I'm glad you said that because I'm gonna take your advice on that.
Yeah, and then like I said, once you take it out of the pan and it's sitting on the cutting board, let it sit for about 20 minutes. It's got to rest because that redistributes all the juices back through the turkey. And so, you know, that gives you time to, you know, pop a cold one, think about what you're going to make for gravy because, you know, everybody else is doing all the potatoes and everything, mm-hmm. So your job is done then. It's time to put the slippers on and the bib and kick back and start hitting that plate.
Well, and just for clarity, Colin and I don't have to wait until the last 15 minutes for the cold one, right?
No, oh no, no. I mean, I think it's a prerequisite. You have to start with one in your hand.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I was just making sure we were on the same barbecue page here.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that was the funny thing. When I was making these ribs last night, and that's another good thing about the pellet smoker was I was able to get some sleep. But I was making them, and I was like, man, this just doesn't feel right. And, well, I didn't have any beers. I was like, well, I'm going to work soon.
Well, there's Jameson in the cabinet, isn't there?
There might be some.
But, I mean, and that's another thing, you know, you can actually take, and when you're doing your injection, I know a lot of guys will take either a light or a dark lager beer, add to their injection, and when they're putting it in the turkey, really, it helps tenderize it, makes it juicy, and it adds a different flavor to it.
Yeah, that copper lager that's been around for a while has been really good for that kind of stuff. I've made brats with that, and Dad, I know you have as well. And man, those were good.
Well, I've used that Creole butter that Lyle mentioned earlier when we deep fried a turkey in the past.
And injected
with the Creole butter.
Yeah, and it's the same stuff, exact same stuff. Just inject it all over the place, and if you want, add some beer to it or whatever, you know, flavors you might have, and let her go to town.
See, now I like to spritz mine towards the end. Usually about the last hour, maybe an hour and a half, I'll spritz mine with apple juice, and I'll usually add maybe like some Jack Daniels with it or some Jim Beam, and I'll spritz it, a mixture of that over the end of it, about the last, I don't know, like I said, about the last hour and a half. It's about every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you don't have it covered.
Yeah.
That's the best. Right. You best spritz it because otherwise it's going to dry out. But with me covering it with the foil, it's cooking in its own steam.
Sure.
So it's whatever anybody likes. Mine is just your basic smoke a turkey time, you know. So that's what works best for me. I've had great results from my people that buy the turkeys and stuff. So
we actually did one year. The first year I moved down here, we smoked a turkey, we deep fried a turkey, and we cooked a turkey in the oven. And the smoked turkey blew every one of them away.
Oh, yes. It's moist. And like I said, don't be scared because you cut into it and it's pink. It's supposed to be that way.
Right. Yeah, that was one of the things I think it might have been in the manual that came with the smoker that I read that it turns tissue pink, which is a good thing to know because if you look at some ribs and you see pink, that's off-putting if you don't know better.
Yeah, and that's that smoke line.
Mm-hmm.
And that smoke ring is now the skin, if you're somebody who likes crispy skin and stuff, may not happen. You know, it may be a little bit chewy, but
unless you get some of that meat glue we talked about
a while
ago.
There you go. Yeah, you know, so. Well, I guess it's just about time. We're going to take another break here, pay the bills. So I want to thank Colin's dad for calling in. That kind
Absolutely.
Of sounds redundant.
Thank you guys for having me. And Matt, good luck. Best of luck in the future, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Y'all take care.
You too. Have a good day, sir.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take another break. We're coming up. Colin's got a special for you. It's Thanksgiving. Stuff we're thankful for. So make sure you got a pen and paper ready because he's got three recipes coming up that are going to be great.
And you can always find the recipe on ESPN1073.com/MidMoSmokeShow.
Absolutely. So you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN 107.3. My name's Lyle Quast. I'm here with the whole gang, and we'll be right back.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. It's the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
For weeks afterwards, there are flecks of meat in my mustache, and I refuse to clean it because every now and then, a piece of meat will fall into my mouth.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm your host, Lyle Quast. My co-host, Colin Fisher. We're in here with Matt Glenn this morning. And Mr. Syrup, Mr. Maples, our future producer. And this segment is brought to you by Wind Supply of Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools. And now, yummy tummy barbecue sauce. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And like I said, before we went on break, Colin has got some great recipes. This is our recipe of the week. And the great thing is we're doing these all on a smoker, so you're going to need some timber charcoal, unless you're a pellet smoker. And timber charcoal has been making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years. It's available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And we talked before the show, Colin has got some good recipes coming up here, which can be got on our
website, ESPN1073.com/MidMoSmokeShow. You can also find all of our previous recipes and listen to our previous episodes on Blog Talk. You can also find the podcast on, like I said, Blog Talk. We've got TuneIn, iTunes, and more. So our recipe for today is, I've just called it the Smoked Thanksgiving Feast. And naturally, there are plenty of recipes for turkey. You can go on to serveturkey.org, like we heard in the second segment, and find plenty of recipes there. But there's a lot more to Thanksgiving than turkey. And so what we've got is smoked traditional stuffing, smoked pumpkin pie, and smoked cranberry sauce. And all of these recipes are coming from TraegerGrills.com. Even if you're not using Traeger, they've got some great and very interesting recipes there. So the stuffing recommends a hardwood of cherry. You're going to need a half a cup of butter, 5 large celery stalks, 1 large onion, 2 teaspoons of fresh thyme chopped, 3/4 teaspoons of Jacobson salt, a half a teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper, 1 teaspoon of fresh sage chopped, 1 8-ounce can of chicken broth, 2 loaves of sliced firm white bread, half a cup of loosely packed fresh parsley leaves. And so you're going to start up the Traeger grill as you would any, look at the manual and figure out how to start it up. And you're going to want to set the temperature to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, these are the preheating instructions. So in a 12-inch skillet, melt your margarine or butter over medium heat. Add the celery and onion and cook until tender, stirring occasionally. Stir in the thyme, salt, pepper, sage, chicken broth, and half a cup of water. Then remove the skillet from the heat. Place the bread cubes in a very large bowl. Add celery mixture and parsley, toss to mix well, spoon stuffing into 13-inch by 9-inch glass baking dish, cover with foil, and bake 40 minutes or until heated through, and enjoy. So that is our stuffing. Moving right along to the pumpkin pie.
My favorite.
The recommended wood is apple. You're going to need 4 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 15-ounce can of pumpkin puree, a 1/3 cup of heavy whipped cream, half a cup of brown sugar firmly packed, 1 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice, 3 large eggs, 1 9-inch frozen pie crust shell kept in the foil pie tin, and some whipped cream for serving, obviously.
Obviously.
So this is a fairly simple one. You're going to mix the cream cheese, the puree, the milk, the sugar, and the spice. One at a time, incorporate an egg into the mixture. Pour the mixture into the pie shell. Bake for 50 minutes. Edges should be golden, and pie should firm around the edges with slight movement in the middle. Let cool, and then apply your whipped cream. So you just throw that in the smoker, and it's certainly easier on a pellet smoker to bake something. But, yeah, like I said, my girlfriend and I did some chocolate chip cookies in it, and man, they were good. So the next one is the cranberry sauce, and the hardwood for that is cherry. Relatively simple one once again. You're going to have 5 cups of fresh cranberries, 3/4 cups of apple juice, 2 green apples peeled and small dice, 1 1/2 cups of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1/4 teaspoon of allspice. So you're going to combine all the ingredients in an extra large pot. It will bubble and splatter. Bring to a boil. Bring to a boil on the Traeger, stirring every few minutes until the sauce has thickened. Cook for 20 minutes and then reduce the heat to 350 degrees and simmer for 15 more minutes. And it gives an option for extra flavor. Add orange zest and vanilla extract.
And there's one other thing you could add to that that it helps too.
Hmm?
It's expensive, but Crown Royal has an apple. Crown Royal out.
Jim Beam's got one as well.
Well, yeah,
I recall. So yeah, just
put a, you know, an ounce of that in there and stir it around. You talk about a good flavor.
Yeah, just an addendum to all of our recipes. If you add like bourbon or whiskey, probably couldn't hurt.
Well, and not only that, a lot of people are worried about, you know, okay, can kids have it? Yes, the alcohol will burn off.
It'll cook out, but it just leaves that nice flavor.
So you know that. Those are some great recipes for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And they're fairly simple to just add to it. It's not going to be your core main component of the meal, but it gives you some new sides. And
sure,
those are good base, like foundation recipes that you can play with as you like.
Tweak them as
you
want.
Things and
that, yeah, actually makes me kind of want to try something. I don't really know how you'd go about it if you do it kind of like a baked potato, but smoked mashed potatoes.
You can do
it. Would you do it like it? Would you do it like a baked potato?
Yep.
Wrap it up and then take it out, mash
it
and everything.
It put it back in.
That sounds amazing.
I had
and put it back into skin.
Rudy's Barbecue down in Texas. Every now and then, I go down to visit family. They have a smoked potato, and ooh, it is good.
Well, you know, we've been talking recipes. We've been talking all different things, and basically, this is a Thanksgiving show, and so I'd like to maybe just go around. We're not going to see everybody till after Thanksgiving, and say what we're kind of thankful for. One thing is, I want to thank Matt. You know, you gave me a great opportunity here. I couldn't have done this without you taking having the confidence in me. I'm thankful for Colin, who's a great producer. You know, we had a little bit of a rough spell there trying to get communicating. We got it going, and I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, Thanks to all our sponsors for so we can have this show. Colin, you're up next, buddy.
Well, I'm certainly thankful for Thomas coming in because of the people that I have trained on doing live games and whatnot, he has picked it up. He has this enthusiasm to work, and I really am confident that if I should have to leave, which I really don't want to, but I may have to.
We don't want you to.
Yeah, but I'm confident that I can leave them in the hands of a worthy successor. Matt Glenn has always taken care of me at the station, and every time I've done anything, he has told me like three times, make sure you write down your hours. He wants to make sure that I'm being duly compensated, and he has never tried to take advantage of me. He's been so understanding of everything. A great man to work for and work with, and we've had so much fun doing live remotes and the smoke show and all those sorts of things, and I'm thankful to Lyle for coming in and, you know, really just taking me that one step further into the smoking world. We drove the whatever 3 hours, 4 hours to Kansas City, and we went around at the Royal and things like that, and we just, you know, it's become a friendship and a great experience. And
right.
I'm so reticent about having to leave graduating and those sorts of things because I really want to stick around and I'm so excited about where the show is going and I'm going to try my best to stay a part of it.
Well, I'm first off thankful for Matt Glenn. If I had never met him, I would never have this job. He's how I got it. I'm also thankful to you guys here at the station. Everybody here is like a big family. I'm really grateful for my wife, Becca Maples. She's having our son, our firstborn, and she's due in March, and she's doing great. And that's pretty much what I'm thankful for is all the people in my life that make it better.
Well, I got 10 seconds to say how much I'm thankful for, but I'm very thankful for this community. Rolla, St. James, Phelps County, you guys have all been wonderful people, made a lot of great friends, a lot of great family members that I don't call friends, I call family, and along with all my coworkers. So thank you guys very much. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it's time to wrap these things up. And the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. The show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to a podcast of this show. Just go to our website at ESPN1073.com, click Programming and the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and for Colin Fisher and everybody here at ESPN 107.3, happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.